In any case, now we have got a statement of Rajavidya, and Sri Krishna prepares Arjuna by saying that this Rajavidya is actually a matter of verification and experience. It is not a dogma that I am giving you. I am giving you a statement of a knowledge which can be experienced, which can be verified, which can be realized. But when I give you only an intellectual statement, I warn you that anybody who has ashraddha in it will not attain to the realization of it. Start, open up that perception in you, and when that perception is opened up to you, then further process will start. And that process, which is involved, is one of the most important elements of this chapter number 9. If you are real Shraddha, what will you do? You will take two paths. You will make a journey. You will take staff in your hand and say, now I shall set out. I'll make a journey. What is that journey? That journey is the synthesis of knowledge, devotion and action. The path which unites knowledge, action and devotion. Therefore, this chapter has got two aspects. The revelation of the secret of secrets, the revelation of the king knowledge, revelation of the knowledge of the Supreme Reality in all its aspects, jnanam vijnana sahitas, vijnanam sahitam, in which all that is to be known, jnana and vishesha jnana, jnana, that which is essential and that which is phenomenal, all this combined together in totality, that is one aspect of this chapter. The second aspect of the chapter is the path of union of jnana, karma and bhakti. Now starts the statement of the Rajavidya, the king knowledge. This is a summary. These things are already known in a certain way. Therefore, many people may feel this is a repetition. It is not a repetition because this is a complete statement. Up till now, statements were made from time to time. Somewhere hints are given, sometimes partial statements are made. But now for the first time in the Bhagavad Gita, in the following verses, you get a complete statement of the knowledge of the Supreme Reality and relationship of the reality with the world and with the individual. This complete statement is now given. Maya tatam idam sarvam jagat avyakta murtina matsthani sarabhutani nacha aham teshu avasthitaha. Nacha matsthani, I go also to the next one. Nacha matsthani bhutani pashyame yogam aishwaram bhuta bhin nacha bhutastaha mama atma bhuta bhavanaha. These two verses contain all that has to be said. This is the Rajavidya in two verses. This is a speciality of Vyasa, the author of Mahabharata and of the Gita. Very brief, pregnant, complete. Nothing is left out once these two statements are made. Complete statement of the ultimate reality and everything that is to be known is given. Therefore, some of the people, if you ask them, what is the sum and substance of the whole knowledge of the Gita, they refer only to these two verses. If you want to say, in brief, what is the whole teaching, quintessence, but the full, without remainder, then these are the two statements, two verses. Maya tadam idam sarvam jagat avyakta murtina matsthani sarabhutani nachaham teshu avastita. Maya tatam idam Sarvam Jagat. Sarvam means all. Jagat means this world. This entire world is tatam, is fabricated, woven. In the Upanishad, we have got an example of the spider and the web. Out of oneself, the tatam, all the threads of the web, are brought out of the spider itself. It is not as if some other web, like a nest being built by the bird. Not like that. But maya tatam idam, all this world is woven, is brought out. Tatam means that which is spread out. All this world is spread out and woven maya, by me. Avyakta murtina. Murti is a form. Now all the forms that we see are all vyakta murti. But the Supreme has a form but which is avyakta. So between the vyakta murti and the Supreme, there is an intermediate which is avyakta murti. Sri Krishna uses words which waken us from slumber. Because murti and avyakta, these two are contradictions. All forms are vyakta, they are formed. But avyakta murti, and Sri Krishna means it, therefore be awakened. Don't say, I don't accept this contradiction. Fine. Start with Shraddha, that what is being stated is ultimately to be realized by you. You will realize it. That is already given. Pratyaksha vagamam. This knowledge is that which you will gain if you persist. I don't say you take it for granted. And I am making statements which will startle you. And this is the first startling statement. Maya tatam idam sarvam jagat avyakta murtina. There is a form which is not manifest. I am also unmanifest, but between me who is unmanifest and all the forms which are manifested, there is another form which is unmanifest.